Much anticipated reforms to the family court are the latest casualty of COVID-19. The government has passed legislation under urgency allowing parents to use lawyers throughout disputes involving children, restoring access to legal aid and establishing family justice liaison offices. But recommended improvements to help warring families settle their difference out of court were missing, Catherine Hutton reports.
The independent panel, which reviewed the controversial 2014 changes to the family court, made 69 recommendations a year ago, putting emphasis on encouraging early agreement between parties. The panel chair, Rosalind Noonan, points to research, which shows it's not so much the family separation that harms children, but the conflict.
The out-of-court services, whether it's parenting through separation, giving really good quality information about the impact on children and how to support children through the process, or the mediation service, they're not adversarial like the court. Second thing is that these services are much more accessible, can be very much quicker for people to use.
The Ministry of Justice has found it takes an average of 37 days to resolve a case through mediation, compared to 268 days if people go to court. But the panel identified a number of problems with those out-of-court services, including the cost to some of attending programs like family dispute resolution and the lack of free counselling. The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, says the changes under urgency have addressed the most crucial problem, that of excluding lawyers except in urgent cases. That caused a huge backlog in the court, with the number of urgent cases jumping from 30% pre-2014 to 68%. Mr. Little says by bringing lawyers on board from the outset, it will encourage more people to try and settle their differences out of court.
I'm confident that for those parties who are looking for advice and assistance before lodging claims in court, then they will be able to more effectively engage in out-of-court processes.
Caroline Hickman, the Law Society's family law representative, says the changes are a win for families.
We do believe that introducing lawyers early on, making legal aid available again, so that people have access to justice, access to information, introducing the family justice liaison officers will ensure that people get help really early on, and then there'll be less, they won't feel like they're drifting about the system, not knowing where to go next.
But with no increase in the legal aid threshold, most people will end up having to pay for their legal advice. Rosalind Noonan says the estimated cost of adopting all its recommendations ranged from about $19 million to $68 million a year. Clearly, in the post-COVID environment, that's money the government can't afford. Andrew Little won't be drawn on how much he asked for in the pre-budget discussions, but says the recommendations were never going to be introduced in one fell swoop.
We have the work underway on really strengthening the voice of children, because that was the other issue, and that is probably the most common issue I get in correspondence from parents, is a lot of disappointment expressed about the support given to their children by Lawyer for Children when they are appointed. So we want to improve that.
The government expects to introduce that bill later this year. Mr. Little says there is more to be done, working with groups including the judiciary to achieve the panel's goal of a joined-up family justice service. He says the government will eventually fund all the panel's recommendations when it has the money. For Morning Report, call Catherine Hutton, 10A.